It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. We begin reading with the first verse and read down through verse 8. And so Romans 12, verse 1 is where we're going to start. And so please that you'd open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you'd like to check our website out, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies there. Hope that you would enjoy those, help you to grow, help you to come to know the Lord Jesus if you do not. And then our website or our email address is parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. And so either one would work. And so please, hope that was enough time now for you to open up your Bibles and prepare for the study. Romans chapter 12, beginning to read with verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhort on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Now, we're going to end the reading there, the ninth verse, just to, I think, maybe go on one more there. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. And we'll end with that reading today. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you that we can come and enjoy this precious book. We just thank you that you have given it to us. We stay with the old King James, and it is so wonderful, so simple, so easy to understand. Please don't let us be confused and misled by other interpretations of the scripture. People begin to change it to their own liking, and they begin to research and oh, this is better. Father, please, just help us to stay with your truth, with the old King James. Love it, enjoy it. It's been proved, Father, over and over again. It's the simplest to understand. So please, don't let us be driven away or misguided in some way to leave your precious word. But just help us to hold it, rightly divide it, give it as we should be giving the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And then also, Father, that then once we're born again, that we would grow and just grow and grow each day closer and closer to you. Please, bring those today that do not know you as their Savior, and those that do, that are born again, saved, that they'll grow today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at this, we find, and we've kind of just a little bit of review here that we may look at today, because in the first verse, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, this bodies, it's the whole man, the soul, spirit, and body. You know, please, that live for the Lord Jesus. Walk with the Lord Jesus. Be a living sacrifice. You know, as the Old Testament covenant, the sacrifices that were brought were put to death. We are to be a living sacrifice. Now, the picture of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, was because it was a picture of how Jesus would die for our sins. Well, he has died. We can come by faith and be saved, be born again, have our sins forgiven, and then we are not to be a dead sacrifice, we are to be a living sacrifice in service unto him. Please, that understand, since the Lord Jesus has paid the debt, it's time for us to serve him and for us to give our time, our talents, our monies for the support of the gospel, for the support of his church is exactly what we're to be doing. And I thank and praise the Lord how that the body that we have here, the body of believers, how that they support the work that we have. And that's the way it's intended to be. They come and we have that support and that power and that strength. Many places, they end up having fundraisers of some sort or another. They'll have an ice cream social or they'll have things like that so they can raise money for their youth group or some special thing that they want to do. I believe that an ice cream social is fine, but don't charge for it. Just have people come in and have some good fellowship and eat some good ice cream. But when it comes to God's work, and as he has called us, in our case, to use the radio ministry as we do, he supplies the needs that we have. And it is so wonderful to watch him, how that he does that. And it's wonderful to see that we don't have to go out and have a fundraiser. And if we did, we would quit that ministry because we would think that God no longer thought it was proper or that we should be doing it. But God will supply the need of any given ministry if that's what he has for you to do. And so please understand that it's the giving. It's not fundraisers. It's not those things. It is the giving of God's people to support a given service of some, whatever ministry that the Lord has directed you to have. He will supply the needs through his people by their giving, prayerfully, willingly giving. And so when we come, and it's not only just in monies by any means, but it's also in their service. You know, we have the joy here of some folks do the cleaning, some folks do the yard work, some folks do the snow removal. It is all thankfully been taken care of by folks that are willing to not only give their monies, but also give of their time. And by doing those things and not needing to pay for those services to have the church cleaned or the churchyard mowed or snow taken care of and those things, if we needed to do that, and you know, sometimes we do, like with the snow, why we have to come in and clean the parking lot. We don't have any means to do that, so we hire those things done. But the general things are all taken care of, and by that, then it allows us to go onto the radio and many radio stations in order to present the gospel. And God blesses those folks so much because of their willingness to give. And so whether it's by a talent that they use or whether by a monies that they give, God calls that our reasonable service. And so present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And so not only to work and to serve, but to live for him. That's what he desires for us to do. And so what a beautiful, beautiful picture, and reasonable service. And now we get on to the next verse of Scripture, which is verse 2, be not conformed to this world. You see, when we are serving God and we're walking with Him and we're transformed by the renewing of your mind, as the Scripture tells us in verse 2, then no longer are we walking with this life, conformed. Fashioned is a definition of that word conform. Be not conformed to this world. Be not fashioned. And that brings a reference to an outward look. So be not conformed to this world. Don't look like this world. Don't act like this world. We should be different. People should see a difference in us. And that doesn't mean that we, with our clothing, that we have to wear something that is strange looking by any means. But see that you don't be taken in by all the fashions of the day and all the worldly things that people love. Please, that you just look for the Lord Jesus. He will supply your need. He will help you to walk each day and have a joy in your heart that can't come from any other way. But be careful that we don't all of a sudden start acting, going, and being like the world. Be not conformed, not fashioned. This is an outward appearance. Now, we've got a couple of verses of Scripture that we're going to look up, and they're in 2 Timothy, and so you got 1 and 2 Thessalonians, and then you got 1 Timothy, and then you'll find 2 Timothy, and then we're going to look at the 4th and the 10th, I'm sorry, the 4th chapter, and the 7th and the 10th verse. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now, this is Paul. Paul is saying these wonderful words about his life because, you see, he did not, as it says here, he did not conform himself to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, that's what Paul did. And Paul can say here in this 4th chapter, verse 7, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. You know, so often when folks get to what they call what the world calls retirement. You know, so many people live to retire. All of their life, when they start out with whatever job or occupation they have, they are saving money, they're working, and their whole mindset is that one of these days, I'm going to have enough money that I can quit. I can retire. Now, that's very, very sad, because I don't care what you do for a living. You can enjoy that day. If you do it in the Lord Jesus, you can enjoy that day. Don't waste all of your life working for a day of retirement, because many times, and you've seen it too, many times the day that you retire is the day that you die. You have had all of your life. Well, I'm going to serve the Lord after I retire. I'm going to do this after I retire. You best do it now. You best walk with the Lord Jesus, and at the end of the course, you can say, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Paul did not quit preaching the gospel. He did not quit serving the Lord. He did not quit what you and I would call working. He continued until the last breath he took, and many times he was in prison, so he couldn't work as he liked to. But he always took the opportunity to give out the gospel. It's a joy. And then as we look at the scripture here, and we find someone, and in the 10th verse, that hath forsaken me, Demas, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Now, it's so sad, serving the Lord, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. You see that. You see, folks, that do not, are not willing to surrender their heart and their life unto the Lord Jesus. And so, in turn, they decide that the things of the world are more important. Please, that you look to the Lord Jesus, you walk with the Lord Jesus, and let's finish this life, let's finish this course pleasing unto the Lord, not pleasing unto the world or someone else. Again, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but ye transformed. Transformed, that's an in, transfigured is another word that you could use for that word transformed. Look inwardly. So the one is an outward look, looks outwardly. The other is an inward, transfigured, transformed. Let's go to Titus. We were right there, weren't we? 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, 1st, 2nd Timothy, Titus. There's five T's. That's how we kind of practice it all the time. Let's go to Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3. Verse 5, 3, 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Wonderful opportunity, wonderful verse of Scripture. Please that you have trusted in the Lord Jesus, but understand it is not by any works, it is by God's grace that you and I can be saved. It's by God's grace that we can walk and serve Him each day and enjoy that fellowship. The renewing of the mind comes about only when we surrender our body, our soul, and our spirit unto God, that ye may, as the Scripture says, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's how we do it. That's how it's done. Man cannot renew himself in any spiritual way. Can't do it. You can try, you can try, you can try, but you will fail. You need to come by faith to Jesus. You believe in Him and His salvation. You can come believing, understanding. What's going to happen is the Spirit of God's going to convict your heart, show you that you're a lost sinner, and you need a Savior, and that Savior is the Lord Jesus. You can reform. You can try to make yourself new, but it's not long that old nature will end up winning. It'll end up coming out. We need to be born again. That's how it's changed. You can put on a face, you can put on actions and things like that, but you must be born again. You must be made new. Verse 3, for I say, through the grace given unto me, this is Paul, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Whatever man has accomplished, it is all due to the mercy of God. Always, it's due to the mercy of God. The more a person is dedicated to God, the less he will magnify himself. There is no room for pride when it's coming to a Christian, a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, someone that's born again. Pride has no place in that person's life. Humble humility we must maintain. The more a person serves the Lord, the more he realizes he has nothing, nothing to brag about. Nothing. James chapter 4, verse 6. James chapter 4. If you come to Hebrews, you're pretty close. Hebrews, James, if you get into 1st, 2nd Peter, you're too far. James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 6. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. What a wonderful verse of Scripture. Please understand. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud, giveth grace unto the humble. So if you want God's power and God's strength, please look to him. Again, there is no place for pride in God's program. We are to keep in mind that faith is here, and it's viewed as an inlet for God's grace. When we walk with the Lord Jesus, he gives us faith. Now, we need to accept what he has shown us as truth. And when he does, and we accept that, then he just continues to pour more of his grace upon us, the more of his joy and his strength and grace, things that we do not deserve. He continues to pour out upon us. And so please, please, that you realize God's grace and how important it is in your life. Once again, verse 3, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now on to verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Now, the reason we're going to take a little bit of time there is because sometimes that pride, another word we could call it, it would be jealousy, has come into maybe your life because someone else has an opportunity to do something, maybe reading the scripture or praying or having something to do with the service. It's kind of a public thing that people can see you do, and I want to do. Well, how's come he gets to do that all the time and I don't? Well, all believers belong to one body, and that body is Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. All baptized into one body by the Holy Spirit of God. So let's confirm this first, that we are one in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians, it's right next to Romans. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 13 and 14. For as the body is one, hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink unto one Spirit. So let's understand that. We are one in the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter who we are, male or female, whatever color we might be, whatever it is, you come by faith to Jesus, and you are a child of God, and you are put into the body of Christ. We're one. What a wonderful opportunity. Now let's look to Ephesians 5. Galatians, Ephesians chapter 5. And we're going to be looking at the 26th through the 30th verse. Here's the joy of walking with the Lord Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. "That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word." That's how we grow. Please, enjoy the word. Study the word. Search the word. Just enjoy it each and every day, because it's going to draw you closer to the Lord Jesus, and you're going to know his way and will. And for the purpose of not to glory in our own being, but that we may present to him a glorious church, verse 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hateth his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Now please understand that we are one body. However, we are not given all the same gifts. We all have different abilities. Some may be to, again, have something to do with the physical plan of the church. Someone else may enjoy the opportunity of teaching. Another may have the opportunity of preaching. What a wonderful opportunity to walk with the Lord Jesus, serve him, be with him. What an exciting, exciting day to walk with the Lord Jesus. So please understand that every day that we serve the Lord, whatever the office might be, whatever it is, cleaning the church, mowing the yard, whatever it is, please do it to the honor and glory of God. And that's what the joy is here. But understand that not all are giving the same office or the same gift. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians again. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, same chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18 through 20. "But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. If they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet one body." Go to John chapter 21. There's five verses there. Gospel of John. John chapter 21. Verse 20 through 25. John 21, 20. "Peter turning about seeth the disciples whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? And Peter seeing him saith to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? And Jesus said to him, If I would will that I tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that the disciples should not die. Yet Jesus saith not unto them, He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there is also many other things which Jesus did, and which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." You know, as we look to the Lord Jesus, and it says here, follow thou me. That's the key word there. Don't worry about what somebody else is doing or not doing. Be the best. Follow thou me. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?